USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Investigators are working to determine how 8 people died in a crush of fans at a Houston music festival. Families mourning the dead as concertgoers recounting the horror and confusion of being trapped in the crowd so tightly they couldn't breathe.
It didn't take long for the first lawsuit to be filed following a Texas tragedy on Friday night when the AstroWorld crowd surge in Houston left 8 people dead and at least 300 people injured. One of the injured, Manuel Souza, filing the lawsuit saying that what happened on Friday night was a predictable tragedy that he calls the result of a motivation for profit at the expense of concertgoers' health and safety. The lawsuit seeking at least $1 million in damages. In the New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A makeshift memorial has formed outside NRG Park. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, 2 segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for 2 expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
After months of back-and-forth negotiations that divided members of the Democratic Party, the House on Friday approving the Senate-passed infrastructure bill, with about a dozen Republicans joining nearly all Democrats to advance the bill to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature.
This bill is an investment in our infrastructure, bringing down temporary inflationary pressures, and creating jobs all at the same time while investing in our environment.
White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News the administration will now focus on the passage of the $1.7 trillion social spending package, which includes funding to expand social programs and climate-related programs. Democratic New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney says he will not concede the election, telling local media that more than 12,000 ballots were found in one county. Sweeney telling Politico, "We want to make sure every vote is counted. Our voters deserve that, and we will wait for the final results." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden will visit the Port of Baltimore this week to promote the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, according to the White House.
President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in the ranks to seal the deal.
Finally, Infrastructure Week. I'm so happy to say that.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. The climate change funding included in the infrastructure bill points to an agenda that is wrapped in dollar bills that will do nothing to lower fuel costs and very little to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Meadows said on Newsmax,
It's not going to be for roads and bridges. I mean, less than 15% of this bill actually was going for roads and bridges. And so when you start seeing trillions of dollars being spent, it's really for leftist policy that 13 Republicans embraced, and shame on them for doing it.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Monday's the day for the implementation of the vaccine requirement for anyone going to a shopping mall, theater, gym, or nail salon in Los Angeles. City Council voting for the ordinance last month requiring people 12 and older to be fully vaccinated to enter indoor public spaces. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.